Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. You can join us and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Phones are open. And the number is 603-283-6160. We were just talking about that the other day.
Man, I know.
603-283-6160. Welcome to the program tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
So, we both have the same story and show prep here tonight, and that usually means we should talk about it. And in this case, it is yet another. I don't know how many of these there have been written in the last 13 and a half years, but yet another story titled, Bitcoin is dead. Oh, I'm sorry, crypto is dead. Not just Bitcoin is dead now. Now it's all of cryptocurrency.
Press F to pay respects.
According to some guy at the
Some
Spectator.
Lunatic who doesn't know what he's talking about and who, you know, sees the fall of everything across the board from stocks to cryptocurrency. Probably not gold. I haven't looked at the price of gold, and if it's down, it's probably
gold's
not.
Gold's all right. It's at 1850.
Is that right down now or up?
I mean, it's been floating it around that for a while.
Okay. But, I mean, stocks are down. Cryptocurrencies are almost all down. It's it's not surprising. This is what
it's a bloodbath right now.
Yeah, this is what people do when they panic about their money supply. They pull out of things. They pull out of their investments. So all of the people who are leaving Bitcoin and stocks and stuff like that, they're people who were comfortable 2 years ago with buying cryptocurrency or buying stocks or something. Now they're like, oh, God, the economy's about to collapse. I need some actual cash.
Mm.
So it's not surprising that this is going to happen. And, you know, it's going to rubber band in the opposite direction.
Of course, that's the wrong plan, is if you're expecting the economy to crash, the last thing you really want to be in is cash. But that said, if you manage to get some cash out of your investments before they went all the way down, and maybe they're not all the way down, maybe we're still halfway down. I don't know. Who knows when this roller coaster is going to start going back up again, or if it ever will. I suspect that it will. I mean,
it certainly will. It's the same reason that NFTs are down. You know, it's just this speculative money-making bubble that people were super excited about, but they're like, oh, I don't actually have the money to invest in cryptocurrency right now, or I need to cash out in order to pay my grocery bills because my dollars are buying less than they were 2 years ago.
Here's what you got to do, in my opinion, and this isn't financial advice. If you're in cryptocurrency and you need to pay your grocery bills, get yourself a crypto-fueled debit card. That way
but isn't that essentially the same thing? Would that not affect the national average or world global average of cryptocurrency values? I don't know how
that
works.
There's a difference between somebody taking their crypto and freaking out and selling all of it or most all of it or whatever because the price is going down. That's a panic sell, right?
I don't know if people are selling or if they're just not buying anymore. Both of those would functionally.
Generally, the reason that the prices go down is if more people are selling than been buying, right? Like if sellers,
well, it could mean both, right? It could mean that there are more sellers, and it could just mean there are more people, there are fewer people buying. Right?
Well, yeah, obviously
demand has gone down.
You obviously have to have a buyer in order to have a seller meet and have a transaction happen. But it's those people who are looking to do a thing, right? So like when you go on a crypto exchange, and if you just tell the exchange, I got all this Bitcoin and I want to sell it. And then you just take whatever price you get, it pushes the price of the thing down.
Yeah.
Whereas if you are willing to sell your coins, but you don't need to sell them right then, you can then set a price at which you are willing to sell, and that does not push the price down when you do that. So bunch of people going on to exchanges and just sell, that's going to push the price down. Because then all the people who are willing to buy at those lower prices, they snap up those coins, but the price moves down. And so that's
who's actually buying those coins? It's got to be like Coinbase and Kraken and Binance.
Anybody who wants to get a good deal. I mean, the people buying right now are the people who understand the concept of buy the dip, as they call it.
And this is certainly a dip, I would argue. I mean, the economy is going to go in the opposite direction as the USD becomes it's more valuable. The USD is stronger at this exact moment than it was, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. And that's because more people have confidence in it than they do cryptocurrency or gold or stocks or anything like that, because it's the currency they've used their entire lives. But at a certain point, the scales are going to fall from their eyes, and they're going to realize that these pieces of paper are actually not worth a whole lot of money, and they're constantly losing value. And it's at that point they're going to try to rebuy all of this Bitcoin or all of this gold or all of this Bitcoin Cash or Dash or whatever they're trying, or stocks or whatever, and they're going to realize, oh, I actually should have held on to it. They're buy high, sell low types.
Well, I don't want to give anybody, you know, advice. I'm not a financial advisor or anything like that, but if you are interested in getting into cryptocurrency, if it's been something you've been thinking about doing, it might be a good time to start doing what they call dollar cost averaging to get into it.
Yeah, there's a company called, I think, Wage to Pay. It's probably one of my favorites. I've never had the opportunity to use it because I didn't learn about it until after, you know, March the 16th of last year.
Right, and now we're on bail conditions prohibiting any crypto use.
Right. I assume I probably still could use Wage to Pay. I just wouldn't be able to set it up or do anything with it. So for me, and that would require a direct deposit paycheck and all this other stuff. I mean, I'm not using it, and I have no realistic option of using in the future. But what it does is, you know, most employers, when you do direct deposit, they allow you to send your paycheck to a number of different places. You can send 50% to this place, 10% to that place, whatever. Wage to Pay is one of these places to which you can send part of your paycheck, and it will automatically use that to buy cryptocurrency for you.
Cool.
I think in currencies that you specify, so you can tell it, yes, I want to buy BTC, which is Bitcoin,
does
or
Dash.
Does
it send to your personal wallet?
It does send it to private wallets.
That's cool.
So it is a way of just automatically taking
smart.
A 1% of your paycheck and buying Bitcoin or something like that.
And what about the rest of it? Does it then forward the dollars to a bank account or something? Or
it depends on how you set up your direct deposit with your employer, but generally, the other 99% would just go to your default bank account or your savings account or wherever you're sending your paychecks.
The idea behind, we haven't even mentioned yet here, Bitcoin right now is floating at around $31,000 per coin. And
that does hurt to hear, though.
And I read online earlier that takes it back to all the way back to July or June of 2021. So
it's so low.
Yeah, not even an entire year ago was it at this level. And this is, you know, but that's how people are. Whenever the price takes a dip, or a large dip in this case, it's a good, more than 50% dip at this point, because it hit $68,000 late last year, I think it was like November or something like that. So it has gone pretty high, and now $30,000 seems quite low by comparison, but the reality is, prior to, last year, $30,000 was a record high.
That's a really good point. I mean, Bitcoin is only down if you look at it within a certain context. If you widen that view just a little bit and say, oh, it's still, you know, four times what it was 2 years ago. So it's still doing good, I would suggest. However,
2 years ago, it was, I don't know, I don't have the exact number here. I'm looking at the Bitcoin ticker widget. It
I think
was
2 years
close
ago it would have been about 8,000, 9,000.
Yeah, so it's way up compared to that.
It's all relative, right? I think it's going to recover. I don't think it has really much of a choice but to recover. I know a lot of people are proclaiming, you know, NFTs are dead, cryptocurrency is dead, it's no longer exciting, people can no longer make billions upon billions of dollars. Well, yeah, they are, and I mean, they can, and that's why the people out there who know what they're doing are buying it while you panic sellers are selling it.
We've seen this before, again and again. Crypto dips, sometimes big time. People freak out. They act like it's the end of the world, and then in some cases it takes a couple of years. Like it usually doesn't like jump back up to $70,000 next week. It could, but it usually doesn't go that quickly back up. Usually it's like, okay, 2 years later, then there's a big rally and it all comes back, and it goes beyond where it ever was before. But again, there's no guarantee that that pattern is going to continue. It may not take 2 years this time. It might be 6 months.
Well, with the collapse of the USD, I wouldn't
think it's going to be accelerated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to say for sure it's going to go back up. It could continue to crash. We don't know. You know, 30, our Peakless Mountaineer on last night was saying that, just on a personal conversation, he's saying he thought it's going to go to 30,000, and that's what it hit today. I said, well, what do you think about 10,000? He says he doesn't think it's going to go that low. But again, no one really knows what's going to happen. But one guy says crypto is dead, and we'll get into his claims coming up here in moments.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And no better time than a big market downturn to start that process and maybe consider getting into the world of crypto. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find some introductory videos there. They'll teach you the basics, like what is decentralization, why is it important to the idea of money, and why has it existed ever prior to Bitcoin? What were some of the innovations that Bitcoin brought to the forefront? You'll learn some of that stuff over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. Also, you can go to news.bitcoin.com to get the latest news headlines. Once again, that is news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're going to get into this yet another piece.
So I'm going to the bar after the show, and I just decided while we were doing that, mm-hmm. that every drink that I have tonight, I'm going to toast to the memory of Bitcoin.
According to yet another columnist, Bitcoin, a.k.a., well, in this case, crypto, is dead. We'll get into Ross Clark at the Spectator, his opinion here in moments. But first, Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
I don't know if you know this, but your listen line is going in and out. You got dead spot.
Yeah, I get occasional reports about it, and then by the time I get around to checking it, it's working again, and it's like there's really nothing I can do about it. So
the big giant head is messing with you. I'll call in sometimes, and it'll ring and ring and ring and ring, and then I'll hang up, and I'll call back, and bang, I'm right on the right into your system.
Yeah, I would recommend to anyone to just listen to our normal internet feeds. If you have any semblance of internet connectivity, you should be able to get one of our internet feeds to work. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll find a bevy of listening options there. As long as you've got even a semi-crappy internet signal, you should be fine.
Yeah, because there is an audio-only feed, isn't there?
There's three of them. There's one for low, low, low bandwidth, where if you're on a dial-up modem, you could still listen to the show. There's one for medium bandwidth, which pretty much anyone should
is
be able
like
to listen to.
256 kilobyte?
No, not even that.
Back
it's
in the day.
No, 16 for dial-up, 32 for the mid-band, and then the broadband quality, which is like sounds perfect, is 64 kilobits per second. So you pick your flavor, your preferred bit rate, and if you don't have a dial-up modem, then if you're worse off than if you're on a ham radio connection, then I'm afraid we're not going to be able to feed anything to you. But otherwise, we got you covered at listen.freetalklive.com. But what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I'm damn near ham. I've been off the grid for 20 years. I'm running off solar panels and batteries here.
That's great.
Talking to you on an old flip phone. But anyway, you guys were talking about the fluctuations in Bitcoin and panic in the market and whatnot. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Dave Ramsey. He's like the money guru on the radio.
I've heard of him, yeah. And he's also anti-Bitcoin.
Well, he probably is, but most people that are old school, I mean, it seems like fairy dust to us.
Mm.
But anyway, the thing is the stock market has, let's say, a 100-year history since the crash in 29. All right?
Yep.
Close enough.
Just about.
So there's a track record. And in a 10-year period, the losses, the gains have always been more substantial than the losses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always gone up much more than the inflation rate and yada, yada, yada. So, but the thing is Bitcoin doesn't have a long enough track record to really judge it unless you want to break it down to, hell, I don't know, 2.5-year quadrants or something.
No, but the last decade of Bitcoin is extremely promising. It was the asset of the decade, I believe, for 2010 to 2019, 2020. I don't know exactly how they measure decades. There's some weirdness there with millennia and centuries and decades and how they start and when they end. However, last decade, it was certainly the investment. The asset of the decade.
Couldn't be beaten. Not even close. Nothing else.
Yeah, it was like millions of percentage points up from, where it started the decade out, which was probably zero.
That was probably during the Obama years when you couldn't hardly buy a job here. I had to take everything I owned and make a trailer and head to North Dakota to make a living.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered who was running the United States federal gang. It wouldn't have mattered if it was a Republican or a Democrat. Bitcoin still would have done exactly what it was going to do, which is replace bad money. It was going to give people a decentralized alternative to government money for the very first time, one that was completely untouchable, one that cannot be shut down. It cannot be regulated out of business.
It cannot be confiscated.
Yes,
that's always been the issue with, like, the Liberty Dollar and, you know, other gold bullion.
I mean, they've managed to confiscate some Bitcoin, but that's just because of the operator errors and, you know, leaving their keys sitting around or whatever in those cases. Major, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
I hope you all are right, because I can always stand another burr in the government saddle. But, yeah, I got a quick funny for you. Our president, old China Joe, has been accused of aiding and abetting on many fronts, right? I'm going to give you an update from the ANH News Network here. He's also 80 and bedwetting.
Thanks. That's a good one. I hadn't heard that one before. The number is 603-283-6160. They do. There is a rumor that Joe Biden wears diapers.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he's old, yeah, dude. He's old. Super old.
He's really old. He should be in a nursing home, probably. So let's get into it.
He's got a wife that will take care of him. So.
True. Whether she likes him or not is another question.
He's got money and power.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Here's a story from The Spectator in the UK. Ross Clark says that crypto is dead. Not just Bitcoin is dead, but crypto is dead. When Britain voted for Brexit, he says Macron, that's the Paris or the French president, boasted that Paris would eat the city of London's lunch. It didn't quite work out that way, with most league tables continuing to put London as the number one or two financial center, with not a single EU city in the top 10. Emmanuel Macron's government has now announced that it has invited Binance, a crypto exchange site, to set up a European headquarters in Paris. You have to ask, has Macron left on a bandwagon which has already started to lose its wheels? The warning sign for cryptocurrencies is not so much that they have crashed, Bitcoin is down 50% from its peak last November, but that they have become boring. Bitcoin has suffered many a crash.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You can't have it both ways. People out there saying that Bitcoin is dead because it's too volatile, or people aren't, you know, or because it's unpredictable, and then say Bitcoin is dead because because it's boring. Yes. So it's either got a long enough history to have become boring, or it's still new and exciting.
I don't think this guy really knows what he's talking about. I mean, you and I are kind of on the outside of cryptocurrency right now, as you mentioned earlier.
Sadly.
Ario, and it really hurts. This is one of the worst bail conditions I've ever been under, to not be able to do something that is essentially part of my calling. But regardless, we are still able to learn about the world of cryptocurrency. We can hear about what's going on and research new technologies and things like that. And I mean, I've never been more excited for the future of cryptocurrency. I think there's some really cool stuff out there that has never existed before the last 2 years, and it's going to be a game changer for the old money world that is just desperately clinging to life and scrambling to try to stay relevant. We got more coming up here, and we'll talk about that. But he's got a lot to say about why he thinks crypto is dead. 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to close the digital divide. During an event in the Rose Garden, Biden and Vice President Harris are unveiling plans to broaden discounted high-speed internet service to low-income Americans. 20 top internet providers have agreed to either increase speeds or cut prices to qualified households. The Pentagon sees indications that Ukrainians are being moved into Russian camps against their wills.
Certainly another indication that he simply won't accept and respect Ukrainian sovereignty and that they are citizens of another nation.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying it's unknown exactly how many camps there are, but he called the move unconscionable and said Russia needs to accept Ukrainian sovereignty. Kirby adding that Russia has continued to commit war crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News. A woman is in custody after opening fire on a school bus with children inside in Georgia. The incident happened about 45 minutes northeast of Atlanta. The bus driver suffered minor injuries from broken glass, but no one was shot. The female suspect was taken into custody, but other information regarding the situation wasn't released. The White House press secretary is ripping Russian President Vladimir Putin's speech on Russia's so-called Victory Day.
Putin is perverting history, changing history, attempting to justify his unprovoked and unjustified war.
Jen Psaki says Putin is running a disinformation factory that's patently false and absurd. Psaki again accusing Russia of committing atrocities and war crimes in a brutal campaign against Ukraine. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline, $4.32 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join us 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
We've been talking about the Bitcoin crash, quote-unquote, all the way down to summer of 2021 levels.
I want to focus on this guy's main point here, though, which is that he's alleging that crypto, not just Bitcoin, crypto is boring.
Yes.
We're not even a week away from the NFT fad crashing and burning. 2 weeks ago, it was tremendously exciting for all manner of people. People who weren't even interested in cryptocurrency. Like a guy who owns a local restaurant here in Kenai. I asked him recently if they were going to be willing to accept cryptocurrency. He goes, no, but we're going to make an NFT.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the NFT market hasn't gone completely away.
But it will.
I think it's going to go mostly away. As far as the craze is continuing. There's still a bunch of late comers that are jumping on board, like you're talking about this local business owner. I mean, he's over a year. I don't know when the NFT thing craze started. I think it was like a year and a half ago. But, you know, he's a little bit late to the party.
A little.
So, you know, you can still put an NFT out there. You can still put it up for auction or whatever, and maybe it'll sell, but you're not going to get, you know, millions of dollars for your average NFT. In fact, many of the NFTs or non-fungible tokens that have been sold for hundreds of thousands, if not millions, are trying to be resold, and they're not even coming close. They're right. Lucky to get $10,000 out of a $2 million purchase.
And I hate NFTs. I hate everything about them. However, just a month ago, they were the most exciting thing that anyone was talking about. Yeah. That was all people were talking about. The NFT thing, they loved it. They were super excited. It was going to be great. And a month later, all crypto is dead, according to this guy. It's boring.
Yeah.
They won't come up with a new NFT or anything like that. No. It's just going to die now with a whimper. Or a sigh.
Well, he's saying it's boring, and I think, honestly, he doesn't know why a lot of us find Bitcoin exciting in the first place. I'm not sure why he thought it wasn't boring previously, but we'll get into further about his opinions. And so this is from The Spectator in the UK. He says, Bitcoin has suffered many a crash before, yet bottom feeders quickly rushed into the market and sent the price rebounding. This time around, there is little sign of any enthusiastic speculation. On the contrary, a brief rally in March fizzled out as quickly as it had begun. Bitcoin now looks set to plunge below its previous peak of $31,776 reached last July.
I mean, to be fair, as I understand it, when we were arrested last March, the rumor was that the reason that cryptocurrency communities weren't really talking about was because this was happening everywhere, all over the United States. I haven't seen any reason to believe that is or isn't true. However, it makes sense that the bottom feeders, as this guy put it, wouldn't be out there buying up all the Bitcoin because they probably can't at the moment.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to speculate about who can and can't do something. There's a bunch of people out there who are interested in cryptocurrency.
Sure.
Some of them are buying and some of them are selling. And as you pointed out earlier, there's a higher demand for selling than there is for buying at the moment. But that can change tomorrow. And there may be some people who are just waiting till it drops below 30,000 and then they're going to snatch up a ton of it. So it just depends. Every individual in the market has their own opinions about when to buy and when to sell. And that's, how the market prices get set. So I'm not going to go out on a limb and say what people are and aren't willing to do. But going on, he says many thought that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies could turn out to be a hedge against inflation. Those hopes have been dashed.
Well, I don't agree at all.
I think that's reporting a little early here, pal. I mean, inflation ain't over.
It's barely even started.
Yeah.
Like, I remember it's been almost 2 years now since I made the post of, hey, you just got your stimulus check for $600. I don't remember what that one was for.
I don't either.
$1,200? Yeah, who knows? And, use it to buy. It's not financial advice, but I suggested that it would be a wise idea for people to use that to buy cryptocurrency. And there is a Twitter bot that tracks this now. And anyone who did that, they still came out way, way ahead. And that inflation of the USD that occurred then and that's ongoing now hasn't even started, hasn't even really hit. So just would factor in that as well. Bitcoin is down, yes, but the true plummeting of the USD has yet to even start.
There's a website. So I went to the Twitter account that you're talking about, and they linked to a website, bitcoinstimulus.net. So as of today, wait, is this based on... Yes, okay, so based on a $1,200 Bitcoin purchase made on April 15th, 2020, which was the first stimulus check, right? That was when that was. It was right in the beginning of the COVID situation.
I didn't get mine until like early May, but still within that 2 weeks window, the value of Bitcoin didn't move a whole lot.
It is still up 361%.
Jesus.
And this guy.
So you still had turned that $1,200 into
$5,532 as of today. Now, and this guy wants you to believe that cryptocurrency is you can't do anything about inflation with crypto now. What a load. Anyway, he goes on. He says, while most currencies have been devaluing against real-world assets, cryptocurrencies have been falling in value faster. As for the other long-term incentive to hold Bitcoin, that it might provide a stable wealth store from prying eyes of government. That started to decay a while ago as governments got better at tracking down cryptocurrencies. Now, he's not wrong about that. Bitcoin, for instance, specifically is completely public. If a government knows your Bitcoin address, which they shouldn't because you can keep that relatively quiet, but there are, you know, if you put it out there, then somebody could know your Bitcoin address and then they could track you and they could figure out how much Bitcoin is in that address and where it's been sent and from where it's been received and all that.
Sure, but his other point was that, you know, it's down worse than all of these other assets, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what Bitcoin was at 1 year ago as of today. However, Netflix down 71% year-to-date.
Oof.
Snapchat, 50% year-to-date.
Wow.
Facebook, 42% year-to-date. Uber, 47%. Amazon, 36%.
Damn.
Disney, 32%. Tesla, 34%.
Yeah, and you can't get Jack Diddley from the U.S. government's own treasury bonds.
No. So I don't know how bad Bitcoin is doing versus where it was at last year at this time.
According to Bitcoin ticker widget, down 46%.
But so right there in line with Uber and Facebook and Snapchat and doing better than Netflix. About the same as Tesla and Amazon. And I mean, this is what we'd expected. I mean,
you have to expect it. I mean, you have to expect that Bitcoin is a volatile asset. It does not have, the market has not officially, you know, set any kind of stable price for Bitcoin. It does not stay at one particular price.
A recession hits, people freak out, they want cash. They want the money they know and trust, stupidly, granted, yeah, because they don't know any better.
The market isn't always smart.
No, but the USD, those paper dollars, that's the money they know and that they trust. And they're going to learn the hard way that that trust is badly misplaced.
He says, so cryptocurrencies are no longer making anyone rapid fortunes. Well, that's not the point. I just want to point out, yes, there have been some people who have purchased some cryptocurrency only to have it shoot up, whether it was a pump and dump scheme that they were involved in or they just got lucky on something and they just happened to get in before it went up. That is very uncommon. That is not the purpose behind cryptocurrency. It is just one of the symptoms of the way a volatile market of these, you know, new assets is going to work. For people that are in this with what I mentioned before, dollar cost averaging, they're not going all in into one crypto all at once. They're not taking their entire life savings and dropping it onto Bitcoin one day and then hoping it works out. The smart buyers are going in little by little, at a time, over every week, like you were talking about with a paycheck. Automatically, they're going in for, you know, 10% of their paycheck or whatever. Whatever they feel like they can take a risk on, whatever you feel like you can lose, you put into cryptocurrency on a weekly or biweekly basis, and you just start accumulating. And then you, you know, hang on to it. If you spend some of it, buy some more. And then you just hang on to it. Those people are not rapid fortune seekers. Those people are people who are in this for the long haul. And they understand that cryptocurrency is a better form of being able to transfer value from one human to another. Because it cuts out the middleman. It cuts out the banks. And it cuts out the governments of the world. And whether the price is up or the price is down, it's always cutting out the middleman. And there's real value there that is long lasting. There's more coming up here. It's free time.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian
and Aria.
Also want to say thank you to our Free Talk Live supporters on the AMPS program. It's a Patreon. Troy Schultz is one of them. He is silver level, which means that Troy is helping us out for to the tune of at least $5 a month, helping us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. That is what AMPS stands for, and you can join it by going to amps.freetalklive.com. It takes you right to our Patreon page, where you can sign up at whatever level you prefer, but we do ask for at least $5 a month, so thank you to Troy for doing that over at amps.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll get a little bit further. It's not a long story, by the way. There's like two paragraphs left on this. It's just a short little hit piece against cryptocurrency claiming that there's no more reason to use crypto. It's over. So we'll get into that coming up here. But first, Stephen is on the line in North Georgia. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
Hey, guys. So real quick, I've been getting hassled at work because people ask me questions and I just typically answer, hey, I'm an anarchist. What do you think the answer is? And so people have been, like, hassling me about Bitcoin and stuff. So I bought some Bitcoin the other day. Paycheck came in, and instead of buying silver or ammo, I bought Bitcoin.
Cool.
And so I'm pretty happy about that, but question for you about the value of Bitcoin, because it's still very confusing.
Sure.
Do you think that part of the reason that Bitcoin shoots up and down in price the way it does is because it's not government-backed, therefore governments don't have a reason to protect its value?
I mean, that's an interesting, you know, theoretical thing. Certainly, there's no... If there's manipulation in the world of Bitcoin, it is certainly not being done by the usual suspects, right? Like, the bankers are not involved.
And governments have never done a very good job of protecting currencies.
No, but he is pointing out, I think it's right to point out that there's manipulation involved in, say, the price of gold. So there's been a lot of allegations for a long time that the bankers and these people that'll sell you gold on paper are lying to you. They will sell you quote-unquote gold, but you don't get to actually hold it. It's not physical. It's supposedly physical in a vault somewhere that the bank supposedly has. But then when you go to the bank or whoever it is that sold it to you, some broker or whatever, and you say, all right, I want my delivery. I want my gold. Well, then they usually get back to you and they say, it's going to be 90 to 180 days, but we'll get it to you.
Well, I mean, of course, selling gold in the short term, there's no way that's a profitable endeavor unless you do it in the way that, you know, the goldbacks people did. Because in the long run, because of inflation and the way that governments treat their currencies, the value of gold is always going to go up.
But that's the thing. That's the point I'm trying to make here, Arya, is that they're pushing the price down.
Right, because that's the only way they can make money off of it. Otherwise, it would make more sense for them to just keep their gold themselves.
Well, no, that's not true. You can make money by selling gold straight out. There's plenty of gold dealers out there, like Roberts & Roberts in North Florida. They'll sell you actual gold, and they're in business to make money. So you can make money selling gold. You just have to sell it at whatever the market level is. And right now, there's the spot price of gold, and then there's what it actually sells for. You cannot go out there and pay $1,850 anywhere. Unless you've got a crackhead banging on your pawn shop door, you know, who needs to actually, you know, needs to sell some gold right then. Most people are going to sell it for $2,000 or $2,300 or $2,200. So there's going to be a large spread in there between what the quote-unquote spot price is that you would have to buy, you know, thousands of ounces to even get close to. But for the average person buying 1 ounce of gold, you're never going to pay spot. So there's money to be made on that. But what they're doing is they're pushing the price of gold down by selling gold that doesn't exist. So that's the theory out there, is that the price of gold should be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, God knows how much per ounce, if it was actually being sold honestly. And there's strong evidence that there's a ton of people that own gold on paper, that there's not actually gold in the vault to back it up. And you can't prove that theory very easily. But anyway, so to go back to your question, Stephen, that kind of manipulation cannot be done easily with something like cryptocurrency, because there's a finite amount of Bitcoin. And while it could be true that companies like Coinbase may be selling cryptocurrencies they don't have, that is
less likely. It could be true with Monero. It would be almost impossible for them to get away with it with any other cryptocurrency,
because those are publicly traceable on the blockchain, and you can verify that they actually have what they say they have. So that kind of manipulation is much less likely.
My question isn't, I don't think they're manipulating the price of Bitcoin. My question is, are they manipulating the price of the U.S. dollar? And because they're manipulating the price of the U.S. dollar, is that affecting the way that we quote-unquote see the value in Bitcoin? Because when we talk about Bitcoin, we talk about it in value of USD. I'm sure in China they talk about it in their currency.
Yeah.
And in Russia, their currency. But is it that the Bitcoin is being devalued up and down, or is it that we're simply seeing it value up and down in addition to the dollar plummeting?
Yes, both is true. Both is true, because we know the dollar is plummeting in value. That's what inflation is. When they inflate the money supply, the value of the dollar goes down. It doesn't buy what it used to buy, and in a half a year, it's going to buy even less, right?
And there's absolutely no doubt that this is happening. That is 100% ongoing right now as we speak. You can pull up the numbers for this month that compare it to last year, or last month compared to the last month last year.
Those numbers should be coming out soon, I think, for April.
The numbers are definitive, and they are clear that the U.S. dollar is becoming worth less in buying power every single month.
And it always has. I mean, they've always been inflating the money supply as long as they've taken, as long as since they took the gold value or the gold backing away from the U.S. dollars. So the gold went away completely, I believe it was 1971. I think Richard Nixon got rid of whatever gold standardization there was. And so, yes, that is one factor, Stephen. And then another factor is what is the market valuing Bitcoin at? So Bitcoin has climbed much faster than the rate of inflation, as we just explained a few moments ago, compared to April of 2020 when people went and got that $1,200 check from the government. If you had bought $1,200 worth of Bitcoin with that full amount of that check, it would be worth over $5,500 today. So that is way more than what the pace of inflation has been since then.
Yeah, that's a 400% plus increase.
About 360, I think, is what it said. But yeah, it's tremendous. Does that answer your question?
It does. Now here's another question I have for you. Well, actually, I'm sorry. Is the prepper guy on tonight?
The prepper guy.
I assume you mean Coden. He'll be on tomorrow night.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm a prepper as well, and I have lots of silver.
Yeah.
One, because I don't trust the United States dollar. Two, because it's physical, right? It's something that if the computers shut down, whether it's the Russians or the American government that shuts our computers down,
right,
I can still access my physical gold, right?
Sure. As long as they don't confiscate it, you can access it.
Yeah. But you like if they shut the computers down, well, if they confiscate my gold, that's called theft.
But they have done it in the past.
Yeah, that's never stopped them.
And remember, it's not theft when the government does it. Then it's just confiscation. And they have it's a legal difference, right? Because it's not murder when the government murders you either. Even though to you and I, it's absolutely a murder, and to you and I, it's absolutely theft what we're talking about. And we should call a spade a spade. It is important to call what the government does by its actual name instead of using, you know, the cover words that they do.
But didn't the government already do this?
Yeah, gold confiscation happened back under, wasn't it Roosevelt in the 30s, I think it was?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to be very clear. I know that we live in a touchy society and that we're finally getting rid of racism. And I promise not to discriminate against anybody. And if you trespass on my property, I won't ask if you're a government agent before I take matters into my own hands.
There you go, Stephen. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. I'm not sure what racism has.
I hope that he's talking about like post-apocalyptic world where, you know, people are peering out the windows with sniper rifles or whatever. They're watching for trespassers. I mean,
somebody's going to try to come take his prepping stuff, right?
Yeah, like food. I hope that's the context in which that statement was made. Otherwise, I mean, violence is that's the option of last resort.
But if somebody's trying to, you know, steal all your wealth and kill your family, then it's absolutely a legitimate option to defend yourself. So the number here is 603-283-6160, whether it be a zombie horde or a bunch of desperate people in desperate times. 603-283-6160. You can join us. Hour 2's on the way. It's free.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.